One morning I was feeling ill. Wifey said, you've got a chill. Take the train and go to town and visit Dr. Brown. So off I went to Dr. Brown. He said, oh, please sit down. Felt my pulse and then my purse and said, you might be worse. Don't think you're ill, you're not. I'll tell you what you've got. Your heart's a bit affected, but of that we needn't speak. With careful nursing, you will live at least another week. You've chronic indigestion, and you're eaten up with gout. You've got a sluggish liver, and your lights have all gone out. Your spinal column's twisted, and your blood is very pale. In fact, your circulation wouldn't please the Daily Mail. You've palpitation, inflammation, syncopation too. And your pancreas is more like Charing Cross or Waterloo. But if you're really anxious, sir, the best advice to glean, just pay my fee, one guinea, and pop round to Dr. Green. I said, Green, but Dr. Brown told me to come to you. He said, yes, 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 but Green's a man for you, sir. Understand your complaint thoroughly. That will be one guinea, please. Thank you. Good morning, sir. Good morning. Then off I went to Dr. Green, told him everywhere I'd been. He said, it's a lovely day, how much, sir, can you pay? Took my coat off, then my vest, sounded me on the chest. Then he smiled and said to me, your ailment I can see. It's nothing, I declare, a very slight affair. You've only got pneumonia and water on the brain. Just take some water with it and you'll soon be right again. Your temperature is rising, I can see that by your ears. And your bronchial organ hasn't played a tune for 20 years. Your windpipe is inflated and your system's very lax. And your bank account is suffering from a swollen income tax. But still you needn't worry if your life it terminates. Our local undertaker has some lovely coffin plates. But if you really wish to live, the best for you, I think, is to pay my fee, 2 guineas, and go round to Dr. Pink. I said, Pink, but I've just been to Brown and Green, and they've sent me to you. He said, Pink's the only man to save you, sir. Understand your complaint thoroughly. That would be 2 guineas. I said, but I've nothing less than a £5 note. He said, that'll do, change at Clapham Junction. Then off I went to Dr. Pink, my poor heart began to sink. He received me with a grin and murmured, please come in. He exclaimed, it's rather warm. Then he brought the chloroform, said, you're looking very ill. I hope you've made your will. You ought to be in bed. It's lucky you're not dead. Your memory is failing, so in case we have the worst, my fee is 20 guineas, and I'll have the money first. Your throat is quite discoloured, but I shouldn't give up hope. The best thing you can do for that is buy a bar of soap. You've got appendicitis in a most alarming form, and your tongue has got a coat on that would keep Salome warm. I said, before you tell me any more, I'd like to say, your 20 guinea fee, sir, I'm afraid I cannot pay. Said he, in that case, you're not ill. In fact, believe me, do. I've never, never seen a man in better health than you. Then with footsteps light and airy from that room I made a dash. I was cured of all my ailments and relieved of all my cash. So if ever you are tempted to repeat my sad, sad loss, listen to the victim's warning. All those doctors, trust them not. Take advice from one who's had some. Gentle stranger, trust them not.